Hi, I'm Denise Lowe, second poet laureate of Kansas and professor at Baker University. The essence of poetry is song or lyrical feeling. How well Willa Cather understood the lyrical beauty of the Great Plains. She delights readers of My Antonia with poetic passages like Jim Burden's First Look at Nebraska. There was nothing but land, not a country at all, but the material out of which countries are made. Wow, Cather takes us back to a primal place before human societies. She continues, "The world was left behind. We had got over the edge of it and were outside man's jurisdiction." Natural theology, what Cather describes, is divine purpose revealed through observation of nature, and poetry is the closest way language can express the greater mysteries. The Kansas poet William Stafford understood the spiritual dimension of this landscape. He writes about a camping trip as a young man along the Cimarron River. "No person was anywhere, nothing. Just space, the solid earth. That encounter with the size and serenity of the earth and its neighbors in the sky has never left me." This informs his poem, A Gift for Kit, which he wrote on a family trip with his children, Kit is his son, back to his childhood home. Notice all the sounds and singing here, just like in Cather's prose. A Gift for Kit. Fence wire sang, spring wind, where I stood among tumbleweeds, ready to wander too by Willow Creek. Listen, it was only the world adrift in the days and a sound of the sky singing to it, where friends of mine once lived, and I came there to understand. It was like seeing and knowing amid what you see. A meadowlark brought me back, just flying its road and singing, being alive. I brought home this tumbleweed. Stafford influenced me greatly, as you can see in this poem of mine, where natural processes of the wind, frost, sun, and history create a song about our surroundings. Quivira Way. Golden eagles skim floodplains, the flattest trace through flint hills, sand hills, the Cimarron breaks, old oceans ripple under a plumb line released to slack. Coronado followed his guide called Turk among monotonous cuestas and a sandy, dry bay. Below ground, dragonfly swamps choke with coal. The Spaniard's bones lie buried in Mexico City, but here, glistening water flicks through sand-edged ridges to pool and buffalo wallows. Small in fields are black Angus herds. Deer graze alongside. Corroded spurs spin into black dirt. Rhythm of wind, season, sun positions, rock strata, these are what we still experience in the grasslands. Cather captures the lyrical quality throughout her novel, her word postcards that sing.